Okay, so DuckDB quietly posted a 21-minute blog post today, and I have been thinking about it all morning.
Same. I read it twice. The title is Work, Thread, Work, which is, honestly, respect.
That's a good title. So the short version, starting in V2.0, this fall, DuckDB gets async reads for Parquet and CSV. And the reason it matters is that DuckDB is not just a local tool anymore.
Right, and that's the actual crux of the post. The original design assumption was local SSD, low latency, high bandwidth, synchronous I/O is fine. You push down filters, you only read what you need, bottleneck is somewhere else. The I/O path just wasn't the problem.
And then they shipped Duck Lake. They shipped Quack in May. The client-server protocol. And suddenly you have people running DuckDB against S3 on EC2, which is a completely different world.
Completely different, because in that setup, a synchronous read blocks the worker thread. The thread is just sitting there waiting for an HTTP response. You've got a 64V CPU machine, and the threads are mostly idle, waiting on the network.
That's such a painful image. Like, all that compute, just waiting.
So the fix is two separate thread pools. You have regular threads, one per CPU, doing actual work, decoding, joins, all of that. And then you have async threads, whose whole job is to keep I/O in flight. The default is 4 times your system thread count, capped at 256 total. And async threads are almost entirely blocked waiting on HTTP, CPU utilization is near zero. So you can have a ton of them, and it doesn't cost you much.
The part one find genuinely interesting is the memory governance. Prefetching is great until you've got a fast network and a slow decoder, and suddenly you're accumulating gigabytes of prefetched data you haven't touched yet.
And their answer is the read ahead of config. Default is -1, unlimited but bounded by the same memory manager that's already juggling joins and sorts and window operators. So if something else is eating memory, the queue just shrinks, gracefully. You don't want a separate memory accounting system for I/O. You want it in the same pool, so there's one thing making the trade-off.
The benchmark they ran is TPCH Query 6 at SF100. 600 million rows in the Lineatom table alone, data on S3, compute on an EC2 R7i.16 XLarge, same region as the bucket. They explicitly disabled the external file cache, so every run goes straight to S3.
That's the right setup. You want the case where synchronous I/O genuinely can't saturate the available bandwidth. And EC2 to S3 same region is exactly that scenario.
So this is the thing that's been quietly limiting DuckDB on data lake workloads. And V2.0 just fixes it by default. You don't configure anything. Async is on.
For Parquet and Seekable UTF-8 CSV, yeah, JSON and DuckDB's native format are still coming. The post is pretty upfront about that.
Honestly, that's fine. Parquet is where the data lake lives. And this connects to what we said back in Ep 758 about durable execution, the append-only log, the countdown, the fact that a scan task can resume on any worker. It's the same pattern. You make state explicit and portable so the system can survive interruptions and reschedule work freely. DuckDB just did that for I/O.
Yeah, the mechanism is sound, the benchmark setup is honest about what it's testing, and the graceful degradation under memory pressure is the kind of detail that tells you the people who built this have actually run it in production.
Dev preview builds are out now if you want to try it before the V2.0 release in the fall. DuckDB.org has the link. I'll drop it in the show notes.
And set read ahead to 0 if something looks weird. Good first debugging stat.
Miles, work, thread, work is a better episode title than anything we've come up with in 8 months of doing this. I'm a little annoyed about it.
We should just start stealing database blog post titles. Nobody would notice.
Nobody is listening anyway. All right, that's the one. Go read the post. It's worth the 21 minutes.